Thank you for contacting the customer service. My name is Sarah. Can I help you?
Yes, sir. Where are y'all located?
Ma'am, we are a third-party call center that services over 700 products.
And where are you located? I'm sorry.
I know Alabama, you're a third party.
Huh?
Alabama, ma'am.
Okay. I was calling because there's two charges that were made by accident through a website, and I would like to cancel those charges or order or whatever that is.
Well, that's no problem. If you would, could you tell me that zip code, please?
70510.
Okay, and what would that first and last name be?
First name is Isabel, I-S-A-B-E-L-L-E, and the last name is Dubois, D-U-B-O-I-S.
Can you spell that last name slowly for me, ma'am?
Sure. D-U-B-O-I-S.
All right, hold one moment as I try to locate the account, all right? Yes, ma'am. How much was that charge for, if you don't mind my asking?
All right, hold on 1 second. One was for $39.95 and the other one for $8.49.
Okay. Hold one moment. There, zip code 70510. Right.
All
first
right.
Name Isabel, I S A B E L L E.
That's it.
Okay. It's Ms. Dubois. I am sorry. I'm still trying to find your account. I do apologize for the wait.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Ms. Dubois, it doesn't seem like we have any account with your name on it. If you wouldn't mind my asking, where did you get this phone number from, ma'am?
Actually, from the website that sent me an email.
Yes, ma'am, sometimes those websites take a minute to update, and they probably didn't update the correct number on there yet, so I would suggest calling your bank and asking them for the number off of the charge made.
Okay.
And just try calling that number because we currently can't find any account with your name on it, Mr. Dubois.
Okay, but your company is the one that made the charge. What kind of company y'all are?
Man, we are a third-party call center that services over 700 products.
And what's the name of it?
I wouldn't know without pulling up an account, ma'am. And I can't.
No, you have to know where you're working. Sorry, you have to know where you're working.
Yes, ma'am. I work in a third-party call center that services over 700 products.
I don't want to hear the third-party whatever. I don't want to hear that. I want to hear the name of the company.
That's the name of the company, ma'am.
Repeat it.
We are a third-party call center that services over 700 products.
Okay, and what are y'all selling?
To know what you purchased or was purchased, we need to put up an account because, aforementioned, we do service over several hundred products. So I really wouldn't know.
Okay, so basically, and give me your name again, I'm sorry.
That would be T, like the letter.
Uh-huh.
That's all, it's just T, like the letter.
Sorry, your name cannot be a couple of letters. What is your name?
It's T, like the letter, ma'am.
Okay, so basically what you're telling me is I shouldn't trust your site, I shouldn't trust the transaction. Is that correct? Because you can't give me a straight answer.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying this, ma'am. No. You might have the wrong number.
Have the wrong number. This is the number that was provided to me.
On the website, correct, ma'am? Sometimes the website takes a minute to update the numbers, so the number on the website might not be the correct one.
Okay, how long does it take? Because for sure it didn't take long for my credit card to be billed.
Well, I will say, ma'am, if you contact your bank and ask them what the number is next to the charge, they'll be able to tell you.
And that's basically what they did. That's your number that's affiliated with it.
Well, I do apologize, ma'am. We weren't able to pull up any account with your name on it.
Okay. All right. I'll call back. Thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you for contacting customer service.
Oh, my gosh.